Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, with your Arrowhead update for Tuesday, August 4th. Mitch, the guys were able to go back outside today, had some nice weather, the pads were on, a little bit of an extended practice, a little bit more hitting than we've seen. What were your impressions from Tuesday's practice?
Maybe, BJ, my favorite camp practice of the whole time, because the weather had it feel like early October, late September, and they got after it. And there's always a couple times during camp where Andy says, all right, let's let her fly. And I loved it because they responded well. Now, keep in mind, it's only the second time they've been in pads since the San Diego game of last year. You don't have spring football in pads in the NFL. So I love the way the guys responded.
One drill in particular, I know you love all the one-on-one drills, whether it's OLDO, but today it was the running backs, the linebackers, the tight ends, and I know that you had your eye on a couple of guys getting after it, making each other better, a couple of key guys for the Chiefs.
To me, the highlight of the day is the pass protection drill or pass cover drill when it's RBs against linebackers. And Jamal Charles, for the second straight year, is going up against Derrick Johnson. And the first two times, I got to tell you, DJ, Jamal got him. He set his feet, he got under the pad level of DJ and got him twice. And just when you think then DJ is going to lose the day, on the first play of coverage, DJ jumps her out and gets a pick six on Jamal. It was awesome.
Let's switch to the offensive side of the ball. They've done a lot of different things on the offensive line. They've mixed a lot of different guys in. They did the OLDO one-on-one drills. I know you were watching that. Again, what did you see from that group today, and what do you see as far as how this next couple of weeks is going to play out with that group?
Well, what do you want to see now after you kind of get it started with the OLDO is you want to see consistency. So I think it's the biggest challenge for a guy like Larry Duvernay-Tardif, who's going to be a close watch over the next 3 weeks. You'll see him get a really good set, but now can he be consistent one day to the next, one set to the next? You see the defensive guys in the interior. Jay Howard, I thought today, had a good day. And with Dontari Poe's injuries, those guys are going to have to step up. It's just a matter in this league of being consistent. So that's something you look for.
We'll continue to follow all of these storylines throughout training camp. And if you at home, you want to come and watch these guys, you will never get closer to this team. And you talk about those defensive linemen, some of those guys. You can get 10, 15 feet away if you come up here to St. Joe and watch Chiefs camp. It's a whole lot of fun. If you can't make it up, we'll continue bringing all the coverage. Chiefs reporter DJ Kissel, voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.